Today, Shir is the Masechta Bava Metzi on Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin on the third line at the top of the Yomid, and the third word, Hahu Gavra. Begins the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was this person, the Shoel Davla Mechavre, that he borrowed a bucket from his friend, Itbor, and it broke. Osel Kameh Rapapa, he came in front of Rapapa, Omar Lei, Rapapa said to him, Aisi Sadi Deloisha Nisabei, bring witnesses that you did not use the bucket in an improper manner. You used it for the purpose that it was supposed to be used for, ve'ifter, and then you will be potter. And the reason is because just like we find the concept of mesa machmas malocha to potter a shoel by an animal, so too by a keli, if it gets destroyed, not through any negligence of the shoel, but it is mesa machas malacha while he is using it in the regular way, the halacha will be that he will be putter. There are Rishonim that bring a proof from this Gemara that a shvua that it was mesa machas malacha is not sufficient because Rapapa told the shoyel, Aisi Sadi, bring witnesses. However, the Ritva says that really in our Gemara a shvua would have helped as well, if the shoyel would have sworn that it broke in its regular way. Mesa machas malachi would have been potter. But Rapapa wanted to give him an eitzah. There are many times where a person is afraid to make a shua. He doesn't want to make a shua. So Rapapa gave him an eitzah. If you have witnesses that saw that you did not use the bucket in an improper manner, you won't have to swear and you will be potter. Others say that our Gemara is no raya that you need Adim, because our Gemara is going like Isi ben Yehuda, and Isi ben Yehuda's shita is that Shvua only helps where we cannot presume that there are any witnesses available. But if there are witnesses available, then one has to bring the witnesses instead of making a Shvua. Continues the Gemara with another story. Hahu Gavra, there was this person, the Shol Shunra Mechavri. He borrowed a cat from his friend. The purpose of borrowing a cat is for the cat to do its job of chasing away mice. But what happened was, chavur alei achbrei v'katlua. The mice gathered together as a chabura. There were a lot of mice, and they were successful in killing the cat. Yosef Rav Ashi became a boyle. Rav Ashi was sitting, and he had the following shayla, ki hai gavna mai. This case, what is the halacha? Do I say ki mesa machas malacha dami, that this is a case of mesa machas malacha oiloi or not? Toisus and Divri Amaschel ki hai gavna mai wonders what is the question. This is a typical case of mesa machas malacha. The job of the cat was to chase away the mice, to rid the home of the mice, and while he was doing his job, the tables turned and the mice turned on him and killed the mice. It killed the cat. So, Ein Echanami L'chard is a typical classical case of Mesa Machas Malacha. What's the Gemara Shaila? And Tosis answers that perhaps we could say there was a negligence here on the part of the Shoyel because he took the cat to a place which was infested with mice. And perhaps he should have understood that something is going to happen to the cat. And if it's a pshia, then we won't call it mesa machas malacha. There won't be a ptur. That was the shaila of Rav Ashi. Amar lei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Hocha amar avimi me'agrunya mishmei de Rava. This is what avimi me'agrunya from that place called Agrunya said in the name of Rava. Gavra dinashi katlua, a man who women have killed. Loidina v'loidaina. There is no judgment and there is no judge. In other words, there is no redress. This is the way the Ritva and the Gra learn. On the side, we have the Aleph Dagoy Sagra. The Kimesa Machas Malachahu. There's no judgment, there's no judge. This is something that the Shoyal was not supposed to imagine would happen. It's not normal that a number of mice will kill a cat, and therefore it's not considered a pshia, and it is mesa machas malacha, and the shoyel will be potter. Ika the Amri, some say, ochel achbri tuva. What happened was not that the mice joined together in a chabura against the cat and killed him, but rather he ate a lot of the mice up, too much, and v'chovel. By eating so much, it damaged him. As Rashi says, neschamem, he got overheated. Umes, and that's how he died. Yosef Rav Ashi v'komayin bo kahai gavnamai. Rav Ashi sat and was thinking into this case, what is the halacha? Is it a case of meis machs malacha or not? Omar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, hachi omar avimi me'agrunya. This is what avimi me'agrunya said. Gavra, a man, the nashi katlu, the women killed him. The weaker sex was able to overpower the masculine male, loidina v'loidina. There's no judgment, and there is no judge. Rashi says that the comparison to Nashi, a gavra to Nashi Katlua is that Baal bilis harbe umeis, that he had a lot of relations with different women, and as a result, because of the Baal bilis harbe, he died. So too here, the cat, by overindulging, by overeating the mice, that caused the damage and caused him to die as well. But this is not, again, a pshia. The Gral learns the same thing as he learned before, that this is considered meisa machas malacha. It's not considered a pshia on behalf of the shoyal, and the shoyal is potter. Amar Rava, said Rava, Haiman de boy lemishal midi mechavri, somebody who wants to borrow something from his friend, the lifter and be potter. He wants to have the advantage of borrowing from his friend, but without the responsibilities that come with the she'ila together. So what does he do? Name a lay, he should say to the mashal, Ashken Maya, can you please give me some water to drink? The havi she'ila babaylam. Before we were learning about the p'tur by a shoyol of meis machs malacha. Now we're learning about the p'tur of baal avimoy, which means if at the time of the loan from the mashal to the shoyol, the mashal was in service to the shoyol, that's the halacha of baal avimoy. So if he asks him, please give me some water to drink, and the mashal is giving him the water, and at the same time now he is lending him something, that's considered shil babayl. Memela, the shayel, will be potter in case a geneva happens, in case an oinus happens, he'll be potter because of baal avimoy. The epikeyachu, but if the mashal is a smart one, namele, he should say to the shayel, Shoil bedisha v'hadr ashkeich. Our girsin, our gemara is the word bedisha with a dalit, meaning that lend, borrow for the threshing. First you thresh with the animal, and then I'll give you to drink. So it comes out that at the time of the loan, of lending you the animal for disha, I was not meshubah to do anything for you. That's not baal avimoy. I'm a male. If something happened, the shoyal will be chayiv. In the Dikduke Seifrim, I found that it is not shol bedisha, but rather shol beresha. It's the same idea, but it means borrow first. First, take the animal and use it for whatever your purpose of using the animal is. Then I'll give you to drink. It's not baal avimoy, memela. If something happens, the shoyal will be chayiv. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava. Mikri Dardaki, a malamit tenoikos, a Rebbe, Shatolo, as Rashi says, that this is a gardener, he's a sharecropper who plants vineyards for a share of the profits. Rashi says, Lamechza, Noitea Kramim Lamechza, that he'll get half of the profits of this vineyard. The Tapcha, and a butcher, the umna. Rashi here says he's make his dam. He draws blood, and the Mesaris Hashas Rabbi Shai Pick brings from the Mershal, who quotes Rashi further on Daf Kuftes, that umna refers to a moyel tinoikes, a moyel, or sof or masa, the barber of the town. And what all of these people have in common is that they are all municipal employees. They all work for the town. Kulon be'idon avidatayu, all of them, while they're doing their work for the town, kishi'ila b'baylam damu, if at the same time they lend something to a shoyal, that shoyl is lending it at the same, he's borrowing it at the same time that the mashal is in service to him. Now, and therefore he'll have the ptur of bol avimoy in all of these cases. For example, let's say the barber is giving a haircut and he loaned at the time of the haircut, he loaned an expensive magazine to the person who's taking the haircut, and that person destroyed it by accident. The halacha will be, according to this Gemara, that it's ball of imoy, and memela de shoyel will be potter. Now, in general, in what we learned before, and in this piece of Gemara as well, when we had the case before of Ashkiyon Maya, that give me some water to drink, Tosfos in the beginning, on the first Amud of this Perek, on the Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos said, it doesn't necessarily mean Be'idna Vidatayu when he's actually giving the haircut, when he's actually giving the water, but even if he's preparing himself to do it, he's going to do it, he's mazmin himself to do it, that shibud alone already creates a situation of bol of imoy, and the halacha will be that he is potter. Now, the Ritva says that the ptur here of bol of imoy will be even if this municipal employee is giving a haircut to somebody else in the community, or he's doing some butcher work for a different shopper in the community, or a different vineyard. All of these cases, says the Ritva, it's not necessarily with the person who is borrowing the item. So that's a tremendous chiddush that Rav is saying, that even though I am not in service to you particularly, I'm working for the entire town, that's considered that it's bol of imoy, and if you borrowed something, you would have the ptur of bol of imoy, and you would be potter. However, the Ritva says that from Rashi, in our sugi, it's not mashma like that, because Rashi says, in Divri HaMaschel Kishola Bebailam Dami, im, from Rashi's Lashon, it would seem that he is doing a work, a job for the shoyel, and the shoyel is borrowing an animal at the same time that the mashal is doing a service for him. The Ritva says that from Rashi, it's mashma, it's the shoyel is the one who the mashal is working for. If so, we have to understand, according to Rashi, what's the chiddush of this whole halacha of Rava? Now, obviously, it's ball of imoy. According to the Ritva, it's a big chiddush. Even though you're working for somebody else, it's ball of imoy. But according to Rashi, what's the chiddush? So perhaps we have to say, the chiddush is that although you have a title of being a municipal employee, so I happen to be working for the shoyel, but perhaps by the mere fact that you have a responsibility to work for anybody in the city, perhaps that's not called bol of imoy. So according to Rashi, that's the chiddush, that if you're working for the shoyel, even though you have this title of municipal employee, that is considered bol of imoy, and the shoyel will be potter. Amrulei Rabban l'Rava, the Rabbanan said to Rava, the Rabbanan meaning the Talmidim, who are the B'nai Beis Medrash, says Rashi, those who learned in his yeshiva, they said to Rava, they were lamdanim, so they said to Rava, She'il Anmar, you Rava, by the mere fact that you are our Rebbe, our Rosh Yeshiva, you have a Shiva to teach us, and what they were trying to hint was that therefore if we borrow something from you, and something happens to that object or that animal, we will have the ptur of bol of imoy, and we'll be potter. So the Gemara says, ikpid, that Rava took issue with this. He took exception to what they were hinting at. Omar lahu, and he said to them, lafkuye memoinoi kabi'isa, you are trying to confiscate my money. You want to borrow from me, and then if something happens, you'll be potter because of bol of imoy, because I'm meshubit to teach you. Adarabba, atun shilton li, you're meshubit to me. And therefore, if I would borrow something from you and something would happen, I would have a ptur of bol of imoy. But I'm not meshubba to you. Why? De'ilu ano motzi ishtamuti l'chumi mesachta l'mesachta. As Rashi says, let's say I see that a certain mesechta I'm starting to forget, and I want to chazer that mesechta. So even though I'm in one mesechta, I could detach you from that mesechta, and I could tell you I'm going to be starting to learn a different mesechta. But aton, you to tell me, you're not able to detach me from the mesechta that I want to learn. You cannot force me to teach you something else. So you're meshubah to me. So if you bore something from me and something happens, you don't have a p'tur of Baal v'imoy. If I would bore from you, then I would have the p'tur of Baal v'imoy since you're meshubah to me. The Gemara says, v'loihi, what Rava said is not 100% accurate. Why? It depends, the Gemara says, at what time of the year. He is meshubit to teach them during the days of the Kala, which means before Pesach, starting from Purim, Shloshim Yom Karn Machag, we already learn Hilchas Achag, or in Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom Neroyim, these were the months where the Talmidim would gather to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would teach the Talmidim in Yonah D'Yoyme, the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, or before Pesach, the halachas of Chametz and Matzah, Hilchas Pesach. So during those periods of the year, the Rebbe cannot push off the Talmidim and say, I want to learn Kachim now, I want to learn Moyer or Nezikin. He has to learn specifically those halachas that pertain to Pesach or to the Yom Neroyim. So at that time of the year, he is meshubah to them, and he can't push them away from those halachas. But inu, the Talmidim, she'ilulei, they're meshubah to the Rebbe, b'shar yoimi. The rest of the year, then he could decide to learn whatever he would like to learn. So we find in Chayshir Mishpat, Simon Shin Mem Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, that the Mechaber writes, that what happens if the situation is that the Rebbe and the Talmidim have a understanding, an agreement that they will only switch to another mesechta if both the Rebbe and the Talmidim are maskim, so then in fact no one is meshubah to the other, and memela there is no p'tur by both of them of Baal HaVimoy. But in the way that the Gemara tells us that in Yoyme Dekala the Rebbe is meshubah to the Talmidim, then the halacha would be if the Rebbe borrowed from the Talmidim, he does not have a p'tur of Baal HaVimoy. And if the Talmidim borrowed from the Rebbe during the Yom HaDekala, they would have a p'tur of Baal HaVimoy. And the rest of the year, the way the Gemara explains it, where the Talmidim cannot push away the Rebbe, but the Rebbe could push away the Talmidim to learn another Masechta. So if the Rebbe borrowed from the Talmidim, their Meshubah to the Rebbe, that's called Baal HaVimoy. And if something happened to the item, the Rebbe would be Potter. And during the rest of the year, if the Talmidim borrowed from the Rebbe, since he's not Meshubah to them, and if something happened to that object, the Talmidim would be Chayv because they would not have a Ptur of Baal HaVimoy. So is Gepaskin in Simen Shin Mem Vav Chayshir Mishpat Seif Yud Gimel. Continues the Gemara. Mereimer Bar Chanina Oiger Kud Naisa Bechuzoi. Mereimer Bar Chanina rented Kud Naisa, says Rashi, is a preda, a chamor, a donkey to the people of Chuzoi. Nafik Ludluye to Unabadai. He went out to load the cargo together with the inhabitants of Chuzoi. Pashuba, they were negligent to miss, and the animal died. Osulika made a Rava that came in front of Rava, Chayvinu, and Rava said that you are Chayiv, because you were Poshaya, you're Chayiv. Amrule Rabbanu l'Rava. So the Chachamim who were together with Rava said to Rava, Pshia b'bailami, this is a case where he was doing a job for them. He was loading the cargo with them, a Reimer Bar Chanina with the Bnei Bechuzoi. So that's he was Meshubah to them. And Pshia Babilam, the Gemara is assuming now that Pshia Babilam is Potter. Ichsiv, so Mereimer was embarrassed because the Chayri, he paskened the wrong thing. He paskened Chayiv, and really it should be Pshia Babam Potter. L'soifig loy milsa, at the end it was discovered, the Lameser Tunu Dunavik, he didn't actually go out to help them load the cargo. which would be he would then be meshubah to them, but rather he was doing something for himself. He was observing and supervising that they should not overload the chamor, and therefore it comes out that he was not meshubah to them. So there is no ptur of pshia, but b'alam emelam areimers psak, that they are chayiv for the pshia stands. As the Gemara on this incident, ha nichlam on the amr pshia b'alam potter. That's good. We learned before a few times in this Masechta, there's a machlokes whether Pshiyu B'Bam is chayav or not. So according to the Man Diyam of Pshiyu B'Bam is potter Mishmach Yechsev, then it makes sense that Maramer was embarrassed when the Chachamim told him that this is a case of Pshiyu B'Bam. How could you pass in chayav? El Man Diyam of chayav am Yechsev. But according to the Man Diyam of Pshiyu B'Bam is chayav, so why was Maramer embarrassed? Answers the Gemara, loy mifsha pashuba. Really, it was not a case of pshia. Ela ignuvi igniv. It was a case of gneva. Umesa kedarka beganav havi. And it died a natural death in the house of the ganav. Va'asu l'kameh deravah v'chayvinu. When they came in front of Rava, and Rava said they're chayv. As Rashi explains, that even though it was Mesa Kedarka, which a soicher for an oinus would be potter, but since over here it died by the ganav, and it was in a state of gneva, as Rashi brings from the Gemara before in Perek HaMafkid, that inami shofka malach hamavis be ganav havekaima. Let's say the malach hamavis had not interfered and killed this animal. Where would the animal be? In the house of the ganav. So we don't look at it as a case of an oinus, but rather we look at it as a case of geneva. So this is a soicher. They rented it, the Bnei Chuzoi, and it was stolen, for which a soicher is chayiv. That's my Rava here paskin, that ain't a chanami, that it's chayiv. Omalei Rabban l'Rava. So Rabban said to Rava, Gneva b'bailam he. This is a case of Gneva b'bailam. As Rashi brings down from the Gemara before in Daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, that although at the end it was not b'bailam, but at the beginning when he was helping load the animal, according to the Gemara's Havamina, they thought that he was helping in the actual loading. So he's meshubah to them. So at the time of the schiris, it was b'bailam. So gnev b'bailam is potter. Ichsef, he got embarrassed. He thought he passed the wrong thing. At the end, it was discovered that he wasn't there to, Meremer wasn't there to actually help them load, but rather he was supervising that they did not overload the chamor. So memele, he was doing it for himself, and he was not meshubah to them in any way. Memele, there's no ptur of bailam, and memele, there's a chiyav, because it's a soicher, and it was stolen from the soicher. A soicher is chayv. So Rav's psak in the end was the correct psak. Toisis in Divrei HaMaskil u'Meisa Kedarka Beganav wonders, why is it necessary for us to know that it died in the house of the Ganav? The main thing is that it was stolen. And once it's stolen, a soicher is chayiv for that, unless it would have been b'bailam, which we discovered it was not. So why is this point that it was Meisa Kedarka Beganav, why was that necessary for the Gemara to relate that to us? Tosfos answers that the fact that it died, that was the cause why they thought originally that there was a pshi involved, because they heard that it died. So they thought there was a pshi involved. And then the Gemara says, no, although it died beganav, there was no pshia, but rather it was a case of ignuve ignuv, and Rava paskened at the end correctly that it was not considered gneva b'bailam, and that's why the soicher was, in fact, chayiv. And now we begin a Mishnah that discusses one of the famous sugyas in Shas, Bori Vishema, Bori Odif, or Lav Bori Odif. If one of the litigants has a definite taina, he claims, I know definitely that this took place. The other one says, I don't know. Then if the Bori is trying to extract money from the muxik, from the person who has a hold of the money, So if we say Bori Vishema, Bori Yodev, Bori will be enough to take that money away from the person, the Muchzik, who says Shema. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not right. Bori Vishema, Bori Yodev. Begins the Mishnah with three cases that have the same common denominator. Hashoyel es apora, someone who borrowed a cow. And the Ritva points out that this person who borrowed the cow later in the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to be called Hasoicher, because that guf is the issue here. When did the cow die? Did the cow die when it was in a state of Shaila, or did it die when it was in a case of Schiris? So what are the three cases? Shola Chatziyoyim V'Sacher Chatziyoyim. He borrowed it for half day, and he rented it for half day. That's case one. Case two, Shola Hayoyim V'Sacher L'Macher. He borrowed it today, and he rented it tomorrow. Third case, Sacher Achas V'Sholach. There were two animals, and he rented one, and he borrowed one. And in all three cases, Umesa, the animal died. So the ratio here is speaking about where the mashal is bori. And that's why the Mishnah starts, says the Ritva, with hashoyel. Because since the mashal is bori, we take on that the misa happened when the animal was in a state of shiloh. And the person who took it from the mashal was in fact the shoyel. Hamashal oy mashula mesa. Concerning the third case, which animal died, the schur or the shula, he says bori, that I know for sure, for a fact, that shula mesa, the bored one died. And therefore, although it's an oinus that it died, your chayv, a shul is chayv on an oinus. It wasn't bolavim, or it wasn't mesa machsmloch, it died, kedarka. So shul is chayv. The second case, b'yoyim shayish shula mesa. The question is, which day, the day of she'ilo or the day of schiras? I say bori, that it was on the day when it was lent to you, as we turn to daf tzadik zayin amid beis. And concerning the case number one, which half of the day, b'shah shayish shula mesa, it was that half of the day when it was lent to you, and therefore you're chayav for oinsin. V'haloimer, and the other one who we're calling the shayol, says, any day, I don't know. So the din is chayiv, he has to pay, because bori v'shema, bori, adif, bori wins, and the shema has to pay to the bori. The second case of the Mishnah is Hasoicher. I mean, now we call him a Soicher. Why? Because this is a flip case, just the reverse, where the person who took the animal from the other person, he is the Bori. So obviously, the Bori means that he's going to say it happened when it was a Schiris. I'm Potter. Hasoicher, Imer. Now we call him a Soicher. He says, Sechura Mesa. In case number three, which animal? I say for sure it was the Schura that died. In case number two, which day? The She'ila there, the Schiris day, B'yoyim Shais, the Schura Mesa. It died on the day when it was rented, and therefore I'm potter from oinsin. B'shoa Shais, the Schura Mesa. In case number one, which half of the day, the She'ila half or the Schiris half, it died in the Schiris half, and therefore I am potter. V'haloimer, and the other one who we're going to call the Maskir, he ain't a day. He says, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. The din is potter. That, again, we'll say, bori v'shema, bori yodav. The one who's holding the money doesn't have to pay to the other one, because he says, I know for sure that I'm potter. So the din is that he is potter. Ze oimer shulav, ze oimer schura. What happens if they're both bori? This one says, I know for sure you're chayiv because it died when it was a shula. And this one says, I know for sure I'm potter because it died when it was rented. Yishava ha-soicher sheschura mesa. So the din is that the soicher has to swear that the schura died, and then he is potter. Rashi quotes from the Gemara further. The Gemara wants to know, midaraisa, what kind of shua is this? We know that midaraisa, the only time there's a shua, is when it is moida b'miktsas. L'chayra, here it's not moida b'miktsas. Here it's kaifara. You say it's shula and I'm chayiv. I say it's shura and it's a potter. So what kind of shua is this? We will see an explanation in the Gemara. The final case of our Mishnah, Zeimer Eini Yedev, Zeimer Eini Yedev, both are Shema. This one says I don't know, this one says I don't know. The din is Yachloiku. As Rashi says, Kesover, Mamana Mutl Besafik, Cholkin. This is the sheet of Sumchus, who holds that whenever you have a suffik, as we learned on the Beis Amid Beis of this Masechta, wherever there is a drora de Memoina, which we had a machloikis there between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi Shita is where there's a true loss of money, that if the shoyl is really right and we're going to award it to the soicher, so the shoyl is going to lose money. And if the soicher is really right and we're going to give him, and we're going to give the money to the shoyl, then the soicher will come out losing money. So there's a true loss of money. Or according to Tosfos, it's where there's a suffix to Bezdin, Beli Tainai Seyem, Yei Sofik LeBezdin. Without their Tainus, we don't need their Tainus. We ourselves realize that we have a question here, whether it died as a Shula or a Schura. That's called the drawer of the Memaina. On that, Simchus holds, Momen HaMutel B'Sofik Cholkin, you say Yachloiku. However, the Shita of the Chachamim is that HaMoitzim Mechaveiroi, Olav Haraya, you don't split it down the middle, but rather I keep it until you can bring a Vareraya that I am obligated to pay you. Now, there's a famous question that the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivus, in his Pirush, on Masechta Gittin Beis Yaakov, asks that by Bori Vishema, according to the Man Yomer, who says Bori Adif, why do we say Bori Yodif? Why do we say that Bori is a better Taina than a Shema? The Shema has an advantage over the Bori. What's the advantage? Because the Shema has a Migui. If the Shema was a liar, he also could have said Bori. So the Nesivus answers that Ein Echanami. He has a Migui. He has something over the Bori, but that doesn't make it that his time is equal to the Bori. Yes, we believe him. With a Migui, we believe him. What do we believe him? That he's not a liar. And what does it remain? What's his time? A Shema. We talk and do believe him. He's an honest person. But the bottom line is, he's saying Shema. And therefore, if you hold Bori v'Shema, Bori Odif, that you don't have to bring any other Raya with witnesses, but the time alone of I'm definite that you owe it to me, and you're saying you're a suffix whether I owe it to you or not, so Bori v'Shema, Bori Odif, even though the Shema has a Migui, that does not make the Shema into something strong and the Bori into something weak. Even though the Bori doesn't have a Migui, he's saying Bori. However, as we see from Tosfos throughout the sugya, there are instances where a Bori will not necessarily be a Bori Toiv. There will be a defect in the Bori. For example, the third Tosfos on the Amud, Divrei HaMaskev Aloim Eini Yodea Potter, asked Tosfos Akasha on our Mishnah. We had in the Reish of the Mishnah Bori V'Shema Bori Yodif, and we gave the money to the Mashil, when he said, I know for sure it happened by Shiloh. Then we had a second case, Bori V'Shema Bori Yodif, and we gave the money to the Soicher, who says, I don't owe you anything. You cannot take the money away from me, because I know it happened when it was rented, and Inus is Potter. Ask Tosfos, what do you need both cases? If you have Bori V'Shema Bori Yodif in the Reisha, and the Mashil is able to take money away from the Shoyal, through Bori V'Shem Bori Yodif. So certainly, in the Seifa, the second case, where the Soicher is saying, I don't owe it to you, and you cannot take it away from me, I'm a Muchzik. If Bori V'Shem is strong enough to take it away from the Muchzik, so Bori V'Shem is certainly strong enough for the Muchzik to keep holding on to it. So what do I need that second case for? Tosfos offers two terutzim. Teretz number one, Ein Echanami, Agavurcha. The Mishnah just wanted to list all the different types of scenarios. So since it mentioned the Reisha, it mentioned Bori V'Shem and the Sefer, but really you didn't have to say it. The second Teretz of Tosfos is that it had to say it. Why? Because the Bori V'Shem of the Reisha, as we spoke before, is a case of a Bori Toiv versus a Shema Garua. However, the second case of Soicher, where he says Bori V'Shema, there it's a Bori Garu and a Shema Toiv. What's the definition? When is one toiv and when's one gerua? As the Maram explains here, and Tosfos further in Divrei HaMaskil, Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda elaborates on this as well. There are two criteria for toiv and garua. A bori toiv is when I know that you are makir b'shikroi. I'm telling you something where if I'm a liar, I realize that you know that I'm lying. And I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie into your face. So if I still am a bori, even though I know that you very well could prove me wrong, and yet I'm adamant, and I say I know for sure, that's a strong taina. That's called a bori taiv. However, if I know that you, I assume that you are not knowledgeable, and I have more knowledge about this than you, and I'm not afraid that you're going to schlug me up, so then my bori is not a strong bori, because I'm not afraid that you're going to prove me wrong. That's when it's called bori toiv or bori garua. Shema toiv and shema garua is, was I supposed to know about this or was I not supposed to know about this? If I'm supposed to know about it and I don't know about it, that's a defect in my taina. You don't know. You should have known. What happens if it's a situation where I shouldn't have known and I say shema? That's called a shema toiv. So now Tosfos says, let's analyze the reisha and the seifa. The reisha is a bori toiv and a shema garua. Because who's saying bori, that it was a, died when it was a shoyol? That's the mashal is saying. The mashal is not with the animal. So he realizes that the shoyol could prove him wrong, and yet the mashal is adamant, I know, I have witnesses, I have proof, I know for sure that it died when it was a shoyol. That's a bori toiv. The shoyol says, I don't know. Have a leleda. You should know. What do you mean you don't know? That's a shema garua. So I would say, when do we say bori v'shema bori adiv? That's only if the bori is a bori toiv and a shema garua. But in the seifa, by the soicher, there's a case of bori garua, a weak bori with a shema toiv. Because who's saying bori there? The soicher. The soicher is not so afraid that the mashal is going to prove him wrong. The marshal was 100 miles away. He wasn't near there. How does he know? I'm not afraid that he's going to prove me wrong. So I'm adamant and I'm going to say bori. I'm not afraid of him. That's a bori garua. Your taina is not a strong taina. The shema of the marshal is a good shema. Loi havalei leida. When he says, I don't know, I wasn't supposed to know. I was 100 miles away. How do I know exactly when it died? I wasn't supposed to know. So I would have thought that's why it has to say both the reisha and the seifa. It would say the reisha. I would say that's a case of bori toiv and shema garua. That's when I say bori yadav is a better taina than the shema. But in the seifa where it's a shema toiv, it's a bori garua and a shema toiv, maybe you don't say bori v'shema bori yadav. What would you say? You're not going to give it to the shema, but maybe you'll say the bori garua is equal to a shema. It's a case of shema v'shema. In the end of the mission, we add shema v'shema is yachloik according to Sumchas, according to the Chacham, it's moitzim chavela v'raya, maybe tfisa would help. But the point is, it's not going to be bori adif. It's not going to be that the bori is stronger than the shema. So that's why it had to tell me the seifa as well, that even by a bori garua and a shema toiv, we say bori adif, and the bori wins, and he gets the money, and he takes it away from the muchzik, even though he has a bori garua. We will see more about this in the Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda, on the upcoming Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Shamat minei from our Mishnah, we could see, monoli biyotcha, v'haloi amreini yedei. If I come over to you and I say, I have 100 zuz by you, I lent you 100 zuz, you owe it to me. And the other one says, I don't know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. The charedin will be chayiv, because bori v'shema, bori adif. That's what I see from the reisha and the sefer of the Mishnah, as we explained it. Leima tavi tiyufta to Rav Nachman. Perhaps our Mishnah should be a tiyufta, a kasha on Rav Nachman, the itma we learned. If I come over to you and say that you owe me 100 zuz, well, the other one says any day I don't know. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, I'm chayiv. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say that I'm chayiv to pay because bori v'shema bori adif. the Bori wins and gets the money out from the person who says, I don't know. Rab Nachman, Rab Yochanan, Amri Potter. Rab Nachman and Rab Yochanan say, no, that Bori Vishem, Alav Bori Yadav, just by you being a Vadai, that it's owed to you. You have to bring proof. You have to bring witnesses. But just by saying Bori Vishemo, we're not going to say Bori Adif. So L'char it's a kasha on Rab Nachman and Rab Yochanan from our Mishnah, which seems to indicate Chayiv. The Gemara answers, Kediyamar Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Kigoyin Shiyesh Esik Shvul Beineyim. It's a case in our Mishnah where the reason that I'm a chuyiv to pay is for a different reason. It's not because my tain of Bori is better than the tain of Shema and is able to be Maitzi Mamet, but rather I was supposed to swear, but I couldn't swear. And since I couldn't swear, that's why I have to pay. Because we have a rule. Whenever a person has to swear, he's not able to swear. Mitar Shena Yachali Shava Mishalim. Hachanami here also. Kigoyin Shiyesh Esik Shvul Beineyim. It's a case where I was supposed to swear and I'm not able to swear. Ask the Gemara Hechidami Esik Shvul. What's the case where there is some dispute here that involves swearing? Kidarava. As we turn to the Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph, the Amar Rava, Manali Biyotcha, Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, you owe me 100 zuz. V'alo, Amen, Shimon says back to Reuven, Ein loch biyorei alech hamishim. I know certainly that I only owe you 50. Vashar, what about the other 50? Any idea? I don't know. This is a classical case of Chamshin Yadana v'Chamshin Lo Yadana. I know 50 I owe you, but not the other 50. Now, by the fact that I said, I know for sure I owe you 50, I'm a moide b'miktzas. So really, on the other 50, I should swear. But I can't swear, because the other 50, I'm not saying I for sure don't owe it to you. I say I don't know. Since I'm not able to swear because I don't know, therefore I have to pay. So it's not because Bori v'shem b'bori yodif, but rather because and then the Gemara is going to explain our Mishnah in all the cases exactly how it's involved with a might have been mixas and he's not able to swear and for that he has to pay. We'll close the shir with the stira that Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskor of Rav Yehuda asks in Rav Yehuda. We see in our Gemara that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Huna, that Bori Vishema, Bori Adif, in the case of Manali B'yotchav, Alo Yemeni Yedeya, so they say that I'm a chuyiv to pay, as Tosfos Astira from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Vav Amid Alef, the Mishnah, at the beginning of Shor Shenagach HaSapora. If a shor was Nageach HaPora, V'nimtza Ubra B'tzida, and the embryo was found on the side, V'ein Yadu, and we don't know, Imat Shalai Nakha Yolda, Imisha Nakha Yolda, we don't know if that was a dead calf before the negich of the shore, or as a result of the negich of the shore. The difference, of course, is whether the mazik has to pay for the vlad or not. So the Mishnah states, Mishalim Chatzinezik. This is a tam. So on the parah, for the parah, Mishalim Chatzinezik leparah. And for the vlad, since the most he could have paid for a tam is chatzi nezek, and here we have a suffix whether he even owes a chatzi nezek. Therefore, revia nezek levadi, pays a quarter for the vlad. On this, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the same Rav Yehuda that we have here in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadik Zion Amid Beis. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that our Mishnah that says that he has to pay Zu divrei sumchas, damer mamen amutl b'safik chalkim. For the parah, he pays a quarter, because it's a suffik, whether he owes it as a tam or not. So you split it down the middle, half of half is a quarter, chalkin, you divide it, that's according to sumchas. Avol chachamim oimrim, but the chachamim say, ze klal godol bedin, there's a very big klal in din, which is Hamaitzur Chavel of Araya. And the Gemara says, Lamel Lamemer Zeh Kal Golbadin Itzrich Da Filu Nizik Oimer Bori Umazik Oimer Shema Hamaitzur Chavel of Araya. Even if the Nizik says, I know for sure that this embryo came out of the mother dead before the Hezek of my shore. And that's what the Nizik says to the mazik, I know that your shore damaged my pora, killed my pora, and also the embryo. Bori, nizik armor bori. Umazik, the mazik says, Shema. The halacha is Hamaitzim Mechaveroi, Olav Haraya. So ask Tysus, this is a stira. Here we have Rav Yehuda saying in the case of Manali B'yotcha that Bori V'shem Bori Yadif. And over there we have the same Rav Yehuda who says that according to Chachamim, you don't say Bori V'shem Bori Yadif, but rather we say Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. And the taina of the Nizik of Bori is not enough to be Moitzi from the Mazik, even though the Nizik is Bori and the Mazik is Shema. According to the Rav Yehuda here, we should say Bor V'shem Bor Yodif, and the Nizik should be Moitzi, and he should get for his embryo, he should get the Chotzi Nizik. He should not get Yachloiku, that's Sumchas, and he should not be a Moitz Mechavel Vrai, needs witnesses. Based on his time alone of Bor V'shem Bor Yodif, he should get the whole thing from the Mazik Stira. Answers Tysus, no. And here comes our inyan of Bori Toiv or Bori Garua. Tosis Machalik, that Rav Yehuda in fact holds that there's a difference between the case in Bava Kamma and the case here in Bava Metziah. Because in Bava Kamma we're speaking about the Bori of a Nizik, that's a Bori Garua. Because the Nizik's not afraid that the Mazik's going to prove him wrong because the Mazik wasn't there. His animal damage ran out of his corral and damaged the Porah. The Mazik's not there. The Nizik is there, but he knows that the Mazik, for all intents and purposes, can't prove him wrong. So therefore, his Tain is a weak Tain. It's a Bor Garua. The Mazik could say, I don't know. My animal ran away. I don't know whether your embryo was killed through the Negich or died before. I don't know. And Loi Havalei Leida. How is he supposed to know? It's not a defect in his time if he says, I don't know. So there, Rav Yehuda holds in that case with Bori Garua and Shema Toiv, that ain't a chanami, we don't say Bori V'Shem Bori Yadav. There it's a Maitzukhara Elvariah. Mashen came over here in Bav Metziah by Monali B'Yotcha. V'aloyar Meini Adeya, that's a Bori Toiv. Because if I come over to you, how do I have the audacity to say you owe me 100 zuz if I know that I never lent you 100 zuz, that you don't owe it to me? If I say you owe it to me, where you are Makir B'Shikra, you could prove that I am wrong, you know that I'm lying to you, and yet I'm saying it, that's a strong taina, that's called a Bori Toiv. And you, on the other hand, you say, I don't know, you should know, Havalei Leida, that's a Shema Garua. What do you mean? Either you know I owe it to you, you owe it to me, or you don't owe it to me. What's your suffix? It's a Shema Garua. So Bori, when does reviewed old Bori V'Shema Bori Yadav? When it's a Bori Toiv and a Bori Garua. But by Shor Shnagas HaPara, there it's a Bori Garua and a Shema Toiv. There he holds a Maitzvah Chorel Varai. There's no steer in Rav Yehuda. So we see that there's a Mandi Yomer who, in fact, is Mechalik. Before, in Taisus Divrei HaMasva Aloy Mani Yedeya, Taisus says that that's the Chiddush of the Sefer over the Reisha. That you say Bori V'Shem Bori Yadav, even by a Bori Garua and a Shema Toiv. Here Taisus says that in Chanami, Rav Yehuda is Mechalik between the two. He holds you only say Bori V'Shem Bori Yadav by Bori Toiv, V'Shema Garua. But by Bori Garua, V'Shema Toiv, Rav Yehuda does not hold Bori V'Shema Bori Adiv. But in a regular case of Bori V'Shema, the fact that the Shema has a migui, that the Beis Yaakov already told us, does not make it into a Bori Garua and a Shema Toiv. There, we will apply the halacha of Bori V'Shema, Bori Adiv, because the migui only gives the Shema the maximum of his taina, which is a Shema. It remains a Shema. We believe him that he's a Shema. And yet the other one is a Bori, and the halacha is, if it's not a Bori Garua, that in that case, we definitely say, Bori V'Shema, Bori Adiv.